I want to talk real quick about some of the best customer service I've received lately, and it's for a reason that's disappointing, but you know what? The show must go on. On the line with us right now, we've got Tucker Lucas, the director of Mr. Burns, a post-electric play going on at Theater B, and Carrie Winterstein, the executive director at Theater B. And Carrie, let's start off. Let's rip off this Band-Aid with some not-so-great news.
Oh, we have to postpone again. It's really disappointing, as you said, but there's just really no good way for us to safely perform the show this weekend and let everybody see the actors and singers' faces. So we're just in that weird little thing that COVID does, which is some people don't even have any symptoms and they have negative tests. And then 3 days later, it's a positive test. And we all go, oh, a domino effect. So that's where we are.
And this is the second weekend you've had to postpone shows. But now you have found some wiggle room in the calendar, though, to add some additional performances, correct?
Yeah, that actually was sort of built in. You know, opening a theater and reopening a theater during a pandemic is a really challenging thing. And we've learned both through experience of our own and from what other government, school districts, theaters, arts organizations, all kinds of organizations are learning is that you just have to sort of build in plan B, plan C, plan D, and hope that you can make one of those work. And so for us, we built in an extra weekend, originally thinking about what if people just love this show and they want to come and we fill up and then we need more performances. We love to do that, but then this turned out to be, oh, thank goodness we've built this into our calendar. Everyone's available. Let's just push it back and keep everybody healthy for the time being and hope that we get to just have a run that's not interrupted again once we open it.
And, you know, Carrie, I really want to compliment the customer service skills that you're using at Theater B as well, because I had tickets to opening night. And then I found out last weekend wasn't happening, so I moved them to this Thursday for what I thought was going to be your new opening night, and now I get to move them again. But it has been seamless to get my tickets moved. It has been so easy. You guys let me pick the date, and if there's availability, you put me in there. It's fantastic. And so to those people who already have tickets, Theater B is working their tails off to make sure that you get to this show.
I have to say, it's been really fun talking to people on the phone again. You know, when there's this period of time where you kind of have stretches where you just don't see anyone at all, the need to pick up the phone and call, and then you end up visiting and you find a different day and you figure out that, you know, I'm actually going to get to see you in person, at least see the upper part of your face, and that's going to be cool. So yeah, we don't mind actually having to pick up the phone and talk to our patrons. It's kind of fun.
Well, there you go. And hopefully they'll order, you know, an extra ticket or two while they're at it, right? No sweat.
I hope so, always.
So Tucker Lucas, you're the director of Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. And can you tell us, give us an idea of what this show is about? Because it's very unique.
Yeah, so it takes place in a post-apocalyptic world. Never says what happened, just that the world has ended and there are very few survivors left. And our show is about a group of those survivors getting together in the woods to turn episodes of The Simpsons into plays, because they live in a world, as the title says, that is post-electric. There's no electrical grid, which means there's no TV, there's no YouTube, there's no cell, there's nothing, right? So it's about how they are trying to remember old episodes of The Simpsons. They start staging them as plays, and then we watch sort of a new civilization get built up over 100 years around reinterpretations generationally of episodes of The Simpsons,
which is just such a wild idea for a play. I love it, because how many times have you been driving around with a friend and someone's like, oh, it's like that episode of The Simpsons, and you start trying to talk out like, oh yeah, and then this happens and this happens. And so I imagine they don't do a perfect job, you know, recollecting all the details, but it becomes something that they build up that becomes so culturally important.
Right. And I mean, art gets reimagined over and over again. So the artistic lineage that gets us to the show started with a book in the 60s called The Murderers, which got adapted into a Cape Fear film, which got adapted into another Cape Fear film, which got adapted into an episode of The Simpsons where they talk about Cape Fear. And then that one gets adapted into this play. And this play goes, hey, could that continue on beyond an apocalypse?
Oh, see, I love that. I think that is so funny and so wild. And so who's the key audience to this? I mean, obviously Simpsons fans, Theater B fans, theater fans in general, people who like stuff about the apocalypse. And after, you know, The Walking Dead's been going on for how many seasons, people clearly love it.
When we got together to make this show, we were very intentional about the idea that our show, even though it deals with themes like The Simpsons, pop culture, post-apocalypse, survival, all of those things, our show, our production of Mr. Burns, is about us and everyone we know and everyone they know. It really is about what we've been going through these last 2.5 years. I would guarantee you that almost every single person at some point who is listening to this program right now, at one point asked themselves in the last 2 years, is this the beginning of the end? I don't know. This is scary. What's going on in the world? I don't recognize this place anymore. And this play deals with that anxiety, but it does it in a way that you forget you're sort of processing what we've all been going through. You really get sucked into the story about The Simpsons and about The Simpsons 100 years from now and post-apocalyptic themes and other things like that. So it both tackles what we've been going through, but it entertains you for a full 3 acts.
Oh, I love that. That's so much fun. And another, you know, another musical piece, you know, Theater B's not known for musical theater, but this is the second show this season that you guys have incorporated live singing?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a few shows in the past, including our Christmas show this year, You'll Be Jolly, that involves live singing. So some would call it musicals, other would call it a musical review. I see them as musicals for sure. But this is the first type of musical we've done at B that is like this, where it Act 3 is basically almost like an operetta, but with Citizens characters.
Oh, see, that's awesome. That's wild. Okay, so back to you, Carrie. So people have now heard, they know that next weekend is the plan for right now. How are they going to get tickets if they haven't already secured some?
They can go to the website, theaterb.org, and the link for tickets is right there, and all of the dates are pretty clear. And the other thing that they should know is that the added weekend that we've extended at the end of the month will be our pay-what-you-will pricing. We always offer that on opening weekend as a way to sort of, get people excited at the front end of the run and tell their friends about it so that they can say, hey, there's still is running for 3 or 4 more weeks. And so we wanted to make sure that we could honor all of those folks who had already purchased tickets for at pay what you will pricing. And so we're just offering that last weekend as pay what you will as a simple way to exchange those tickets for folks who may have had them before. But also then, you know, for anybody who's a little uncertain about the theater, maybe they've never been before. This is a pretty inviting, kind of low risk way to go out and have a pretty great evening with friends or date night. There's always something to talk about when you go to Theater B. And if you're, you know, if your pocketbook is tight and you're kind of like, I still would like to go, it's possible. And if you're the kind of person who goes, oh no, this is way worth way more than $20, you know, then you can do that too. So pay what you will pricing on that closing weekend, and you just pick your price.
Fantastic. That website again, Theater B, T-R-E with theater, B.org.
Yeah.
Head on over, book your tickets. Tucker, Carrie, thank you so much. I can't wait to come over to Theater B and see Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. Thank you for making sure that the show must go on.
It must indeed.
Thank you, JJ.
Thank you, JJ. A Sunday morning.